Here on this mile of sand that is West Dennis Beach, can't you just feel that breeze? That stretch between lifeguard chairs number 7 and 9, that's sacred ground for me. It's where my extended family meets for one special weekend in summer. We all get together down there. Where my sons long ago chased seagulls and steered their skimboards across that tide line. And where my mom and dad sat there in their final years. She did her crosswords. He always had a book going. And at the end of each season, they saw in the October sunset an orange slice of so many days packed into one rind slipping away. We who stand witness to the end of each season, we're left with the million footprints of those who have come here to dig in the sand. Now, I dig into the sunset, feel the fading light, check the birdhouses in the marsh that's right across the street. Have the osprey circled back? And if I'm able to drop by in winter, perhaps a snowy owl will have come to roost. Let those birders rejoice. In season, the entryway to the beach is busy with the comings and goings of vehicles and sunbathers on their way to the bathroom and the snack bar. But as the road, lined with parking spaces, you can see clear down to the end, as that heads towards Bass River, one is transported to a different world. The sky gets large, and the land becomes a rolling carpet of hibiscus, goldenrod, and other maritime flora. So much human commotion, side by each with a natural world and the surprises it brings, and there are plenty. I can remember the afternoon when a bottlenose dolphin was gently lifted from its canvas sling back into the murky waves. That same day, the dolphin had been feasting in the waters of Wellfleet on the moss bunker. It swam too close to shore and was grounded. The rescue team brought it here to West Dennis, not Wellfleet, lest the dolphin repeat its mistake. It went into the water quietly, two rescuers on each side, very gently, until it disappeared. There was a moment of worry by those of us watching on shore, and then it popped up again and headed out. We all clapped, and I looked at the dolphin's dark, shiny backside and wondered how far it would go by the time I got home. How far by morning? Each season at West Dennis, those Jersey barriers go up that cuts vehicle access to half the parking lot. We can't get way down to the end of the river in order to protect the piping plovers as they nest. Some days the lot is closed completely and costs the town of Dennis thousands in parking fees and elicits hisses and boos from those who say that inconvenience is way too much for one tiny bird. I did my own share of complaining until I understood the rewards of that annoyance. I valued the beach even more. I reminded myself to take care in countless ways, even when the plovers had moved on. Now I sit on the beach for one last day, and I recall Kerouac, who said, "Everybody goes home in October." Yeah, well, that's me. The sun burns orange on the horizon. I freeze the moment in my mind and file it away before I head back to my cottage for the mournful task of closing up. I'll pack away the grill and the garden hose, drain the water pipes, pour the antifreeze, and remember just how blessed I am to have a holy hideaway on Cape Cod. On to the withering leaves. How lucky to live in New England.